With that, we'll move on to item 9, consider and take possible action to amend the Retirement Board's regulations. Karen Levy, you have the floor or the phone.
Good morning, everyone. This is Karen Levy, General Counsel for SACERA. Mr. Chair, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you just fine. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much. This agenda item has to do with a proposed regulation change for the board's consideration today. You do have in the agenda packet a two-page memorandum from me, as well as a copy of the regulations that include the suggested additional language. We're focusing now on one provision within the regulation having to do with normal retirement age. That provision is intended to comply with federal law, specifically with Internal Revenue Code 401A. And that provision in the board's regulation requires two conditions be met of members that retire prior to attaining their normal retirement age. The normal retirement age for safety members is 50, and for general members, it is the age of 55. Those two conditions are, number one, that there is no prearrangement with the employer to be reemployed post-retirement. And the second condition is that the members must have at least a 90-day break from service prior to reemployment. Besides those two conditions that are found in the board's regulation, there are other restrictions on post-retirement employment, and those are found in the law governing SACERA, specifically in Government Code Section 7522.56. For the purpose of today's discussion, we're really only focusing on the normal retirement age provision in the regulation. What we are proposing is for the board to consider adding an exception that would come into play in a situation of an emergency being declared. And that exception would provide essentially an exception from the second condition, from the 90-day break from service requirement. This came up because, as you know, or as you may know, the governor of California suspended some of the rules, some of the restrictions on employers, public employers being able to rehire retirees in order to handle the current pandemic. And when that came about, we discovered that some other plans have this emergency exception in their regulations. SACERA did not. We reviewed the matter with tax counsel, and it is indeed permissible under federal law to have this exception in place. And so our proposed amendment will appear on page 2 of the memo in your agenda packet under the title Proposed Amendment. And it does state that a member may return prior to the 90-day break in service period is met in a situation where an emergency as defined by law has occurred in order to come back and work for the employer during the duration of the emergency. I wanted to note, as far as the process today, in order to effectuate an amendment to the board's regulations, there is a requirement of at least 6 affirmative votes of the trustees today. And then after that, there is a requirement that the Board of Supervisors over at Contra Costa County approve the regulation change. Mr. Chair, okay. I'll turn it back over to you.
Okay. Are there any questions or comments on this item, or would someone like to make a motion?
I'll move. The motion is described by Karen and is set forth in our packet.
Second. Moved by Candace Anderson. I think I heard Jerry Holcomb first. Was that you, Jerry?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Any questions or comments before a roll call vote? Okay. Hearing none. Candace. we're voting on. I'm sorry.
That was my vote.
We'll vote on the. Okay, gotcha.
That was my yes vote, and I'm sorry, between my mute, that's what happened. So yes
no,
to my
no,
voting.
No. That's great. Scott?
Aye.
Jerry?
Aye.
Louie?
Aye.
David?
Aye.
John?
Yes.
Will?
Yes.
Smithy votes aye, and Rusty?
Aye.
With that, the motion passes 9-0. Thank you very much, Karen.
Thank you.